home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Morning, Dr. Stan.
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about the Constitution, and people say, oh, well, gee, we talk about it every month, and that's right, and we'll, as long as I'm on this program, we will talk about it once a month with David Whitney, because this is a key to understanding everything that is going on today. We are, theoretically, a nation of law. And our country is different than other countries because we have a constitution that is founded upon the precept that our freedoms come from God, and those freedoms and the power of government over the lives of the people is to be limited by the chains of the constitution, so the government cannot provide for the people for their health and for their education and welfare. Because any federal or centralized government that can provide for the health, education, and welfare of the people from the cradle to the grave must be able to control the people. And the government that can control the people will prevent them from being free. And remember, any government that is powerful enough to provide whatever you need must be powerful enough to take whatever you have. So basically our founding fathers wisely limited the power of the central government. And as Thomas Jefferson said, speak not to me of confidence in men, but rather bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution. Well, you can't understand what's going on unless you understand the people who want a dictatorship. There have always been people who wanted a dictatorship. Since the very beginning of our country, there have been people who wanted a dictatorship here. And now, of course, we, for all intents and purposes, have one with two political parties controlled by exactly the same people of great wealth, and behind that, the powerful spiritual forces that energizes them. On the other hand, we have a growing interest in the Constitution. And David, you were telling me that you're getting the best response you've ever had from people
across
America.
That's right, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you come on that thought?
it's exciting because people are waking up. I guess the tyranny is getting so egregious and so violative of what the average citizen understands to be their God-given rights, and rightly so. But the average citizen, not knowing the Constitution, only has a very vague inkling of how bad it really is, that the lawbreakers are the ones who are in control, the ones who, instead of being bound down by the chains of the Constitution, as you've said many times, they've taken the chains off themselves and they've put it on we the people and made us their minions and slaves. So it's we the people that have to become aware of what the chains, what each link in that chain that is our constitutional structure, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, and as we become aware of those, we could take the chains off ourselves and put them back upon those who are elected officials, appointed officials, and judges. And last time we were together, we were talking particularly about the third article of our Constitution. It's easy to remember the outline of the first three articles. Article 1 deals with the legislative branch, Article 2 with the executive branch, and then Article 3 deals with the judicial branch. And we talked a little bit about treason last time. That's Article 3, Section 3, defines treason as against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. And the idea here is that treason involves actions, not just thoughts. And it's a very important idea because in England, at the time of our founding, our founders knew that the king would accuse people of having treasonous thoughts and take them to court, and some arrested and imprisoned for having treasonous thoughts, not any actions, but just their thoughts or perhaps the words they expressed. And they said, this is not right at all. In fact, as the Puritans taught early before the proto-founding era, you'd say, of our country, the Puritans thought that conscience is always beyond the government's jurisdiction. That is between a man and God, what we think in our mind, and certainly God's going to punish us for those things, but that's not the jurisdiction of civil government to punish someone for their thoughts, which brings us to today. And the whole egregious and erroneous idea that there are hate crimes that are based upon a person's thought. In other words, if a person commits murder, well, that murder, if it's a hate crime and deemed to be a hate crime, will be given a severer penalty than someone who just committed murder without supposedly hating the person they murdered. Now, excuse me, but Jesus was very clear that murder begins in the heart, and it is an act of hatred that springs from a hatred of one's fellow man, that every murder is a hate murder. There's no such thing as, well, one's a hate murder and the other's not a hate murder. All this ridiculous idiocy is because the people who are shifting and changing the foundations upon which we were established, these people want to criminalize Christians. They really do. That's their goal, to criminalize those who follow God's word and God's law, particularly in the area that you see their first attack is in the area of what the Bible teaches about sodomy. That sodomy is an abomination. It's a crime that God detests it, and he says it should be punished severely. And so anyone who is a sodomite, knowing what the Bible says, wants to have the Bible criminalized and God's law stamped out, which is essentially what the Supreme Court attempted to do in their case, Lawrence v. Texas, which they stated God's word, which says that sodomy is a crime, that law that says sodomy is a crime is not only unconstitutional, it's illegal and immoral. Imagine calling God's law immoral. Wait a minute. What's that make the people who call God's law immoral?
Hold
that puts them above God.
Back here in just a moment here at The American.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Network, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. David, go right ahead.
Well, so treason has to be an act committed against the United States, and either giving, actually conducting war against the United States, or giving the enemies of the United States aid and comfort. It has to be actions, not just thoughts. And it's interesting here, it's important to note, as a sidebar, that there is a plural reference here to the United States. These United States is the idea. It's not them and their. It's them and their, excuse me, not it or its. Because the framers thought of the United States as a union in which the states were still sovereign, the states were still supreme, the federal power was a very limited power, a power that the states agreed to grant limited power to the federal government, but retained, as the Tenth Amendment clearly states, they retained all other powers to themselves. So if a power was not explicitly stated in the Constitution that the federal government has it, it belonged to either the states or to the people, respectively, as the Tenth Amendment clearly established. So when our founders referred to this union, it was not, the focus was not on the union, the focus was on the states who were sovereigns that joined this union voluntarily, and therefore, if they chose, they could leave this union voluntarily. If you are, as an individual, detained in some place by an official, and the official tells you, you're not free to leave, I'm sorry, you cannot leave this location, your question would often be, then, well, am I under arrest? Am I being imprisoned temporarily? And, well, the answer would have to be yes, because if the official has detained you, even if it's a temporary detention, they have arrested you. And so, likewise, you could think of the states of the Union. If the states of the Union are told, as they were by our 16th president, who was, I believe, one of the more tyrannical presidents, if they were told by him that you are not free to leave this Union, what is their situation then? Well, they're under arrest. They're prevented from departing. Under his, the 16th president, his theory that the union supersedes the sovereignty of the states. Well, that was not at all what our founders believed. That's not at all how they structured our form of government. Well, the evidence going on from there, the evidence for conviction of treason, would require two witnesses or a confession on the part of the person who had committed treason. And it's interesting that it's two witnesses. Our founders just didn't come up with that idea out of their own minds. That idea is taken directly from the Bible. Let me read to you Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 6. Deuteronomy 17:6 says, whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. Very clearly, the biblical standard of two witnesses was adopted by our founders, and that's just one illustration, Dr. Stan, of just hundreds of ways in which our Constitution reflects biblical standard of what is law. Because they knew that God's law is the law of nature, nature's God is what they called it, is given to us by God in the Bible, and that is the law they were seeking to incorporate as they put our structure of government together. The exact opposite of what the people will tell you today who lie about our founders being a bunch of atheists or agnostics or deists. That's not at all what they were. They were Christians seeking to form a form of government that would incorporate biblical law and follow God's law to obviously receive God's blessing. Well, so it required two witnesses to convict someone of treason. And then Congress would be the one, not the judiciary, but the legislative branch. Congress would fix the penalty for treason by statute. But that penalty, there was a restriction here in Article 3, Section 3. That penalty could not include corruption of blood. That might be a kind of strange term to most of us today. What in the world is corruption of blood? Does it mean you got a disease in your blood, leukemia or something? No. Corruption of blood said that if someone was convicted of a crime, a capital crime usually, that not only would they be punished, but corruption of blood would imply that their family, their wife, and their children would also be punished. So, say somebody had committed murder and they were guilty of death, and it was determined that they were guilty of death. Corruption of blood meant not only were they put to death, but their whole family was executed as well. And so, again, this is a biblical standard that our founders were following and say that couldn't be any corruption of blood. This is also taken from Deuteronomy, which, by the way, when you look at the study that Lutz Heinemann did of 15,000 writings of our founders, and they did a study to determine what our founders were quoting or who our founders were quoting. They found 34% of the quotes were from the Bible, and then Blackstone, Montesquieu, and Locke were the next highest percentages, and then all the other people they quoted, like Cicero and so forth. There were only 1% of their quotes. But the Bible was their primary quotation source, as well as expositors of the Bible, such as Blackstone, Montesquieu, and Locke. And it's interesting to note what book of the Bible was most often quoted by our founders. It was this book here, Deuteronomy. Because it is the law, the second giving of the law as the people were about to enter into the promised land. Well, Deuteronomy 24 and verse 16 speaks to this corruption of blood. It says, "Fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall children be put to death for their fathers. A person shall be put to death for his own sin." And again, they're saying that God's law must prevail here. There cannot be any corruption of blood. No one is to suffer. And this is not just a death penalty, but things like inheritance rights. If someone is stripped of, maybe stripped of their citizenship as a treasonous traitor, that doesn't mean their children are stripped of inheritance rights or other things. Your family is not to be affected by your own conviction of having committed treason. And so that concludes our section on Article 3 of the judiciary. Very important to remember that the judiciary was designed to focus its attention on evaluating legislation passed by Congress to determine if that legislation was indeed valid. It was to be a check against the other two branches of government, the legislative and the executive, on the federal level. That was its primary function, and then also to handle all cases that could not be handled by state courts, such as a case between one state and another state would have to be handled in the federal courts, or a case involving a foreign country or a citizen of a foreign country. Anything that could not be handled by state courts, that was the original jurisdiction of the federal judiciary. But today it's been turned on its head, and most of what the Supreme Court does is strike down state legislation. We mentioned before Lawrence v. Texas, striking down the law of the state of Texas. A more famous one than that is even Roe v. Wade, again, striking down the law of the state of Texas. And what the federal government has done in its judiciary is taken its guns, instead of focusing on them as it was designed to, that is, weeding out corrupt and unconstitutional legislation on the federal level, it's now turned its guns on the state level, and it almost never, Dr. Stan, almost never does the Supreme Court deal with a case that stops the federal government's galloping tyranny, which tells us what it's all about. They're shutting down the states and reducing the states to mere subdivisions of the federal government rather than the sovereign states that they were when they came into the Union at the beginning of our country. Instead, they're shutting down the state powers so that the states have no power. Basically, I see the judiciary on the federal level as a weapon to destroy all the Tenth Amendment powers that our system of government was designed to have. And, of course, they do so with the complete approval of the other two branches of government. They couldn't get away with doing this. If the legislative branch did its duty, and the legislative branch, Article 3, Section 2, if the legislative branch restricted the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court, they could stop this kind of egregious tyranny in a moment. But they don't do it, which tells you that they are complicit in this violation of a very structure of our form of government. Well, moving on from Article 3, when we come to Article 4, we deal with relations between the states, how the states were to relate to one another. And Thomas Jefferson warned the states, and this is something I think the states have not taken up this warning seriously enough. He said that the states should be watchful to note every material usurpation on their rights, denounce them as they occur in the most peremptory terms, to protest against them as wrongs to which our present submission shall be considered not as acknowledgement or precedence of right, but as a temporary yielding to the lesser evil, until their accumulation shall overweigh that of separation. So Thomas Jefferson is laying down the gauntlet here. He's saying, look, the states have to be always watchful against the encroachment of their powers that are designed in our system. They need to be watchful that the federal government does not encroach upon their powers. And if it does, they need to warn the federal government, they need to rebuke the federal government, and they need to be prepared to take the ultimate step against a tyrannical federal government. And that
and, you know, it's so
liberation.
Interesting today, David, that for the first time in many years, they're all across America why the states are beginning to pass a Tenth Amendment resolution saying we're not going along with the federal government. Apparently, there's one resolution up in the state of Washington today that's calling for even withdrawing or threatening to withdraw from federal authorities. Certainly we see this all across America, where of course the states and people in the states are recognizing the move towards an authoritarian central government and saying we are not going along with it. The awareness of the things that our founding fathers were talking about, that Jefferson was talking about, that people at one time understood, the enemy of freedom is an all-powerful central government, and we have a totally irresponsible government now. Spending is out of control. A lust for power is out of control. Politicians who are intent upon, making tremendous amounts of money and special pensions for themselves. Federal officials that get far better health care, far better salaries than the common people who they rule over. It's about time the American people took our freedom back, limited the power of the federal government, and put the genie back in the bottle.
And that's a very encouraging discovery that's happening. And what I'm excited about is watching several of the states that have already passed these Tenth Amendment resolutions that are moving towards putting some teeth into those Tenth Amendment resolutions. I think of the state of Georgia, where there's a very interesting proposal from one of the legislators there to say that the federal government is way outside of its boundaries in terms of spending. 90%+ of what it spends is unconstitutional, and therefore they are stealing from the people of the state of Georgia, and the state of Georgia has an obligation to stop this theft, basically to stop the IRS at the borders of the state of Georgia. So I don't know all the details of their proposal there, but it's very interesting. They're talking about the state of Georgia collecting the money to send to the federal government rather than the IRS, which, by the way, is the original design. The state received the funds from their own people, and the state would forward that to the federal government based upon a proportional tax bill. The proportional tax bill was based upon the census, how many people were in the state of Georgia. And so the state of Georgia's got some interesting proposals, and I know that some other states are thinking clearly about what should we as a state be doing. One of them is to follow the constitutional design of militia. There's a number of things happening around the country as people are waking up to what the Constitution actually says and what it requires of them on the state level. So it's very exciting times to be alive, although dangerous times indeed. Well, the first element of Article 4, Section 1, relation between the states, deals with a full faith and credit between the states. And so with very few exceptions, each state must recognize as valid and also give judicial enforcement to the legal enactments of other states. For example, in Nevada, it's very easy to get a divorce. I guess you could show up and do some gambling, and while you're taking a break, you get a divorce as well. So very, very easy laws there in terms of doing that. And so other states have to recognize, even if they have a much stricter laws regarding divorce, they have to recognize that decision, that judicial decision of the state of Nevada, and likewise marriage. If people can go to Nevada and very easily get married, establish residency, and get a marriage license, all that sort of thing, that can happen over a short period of time, where other states require a much more lengthy process. So the idea is that when one state does an action judicially, it needs to be recognized by the other states. For example, in North Dakota, I think it is that three signatures are required on a will. And so if three signatures are required on a will and other states only require two, if there was some disagreement between those, it would be the state in which that will was enacted.
Will you hang on there for just a moment? We'll be back in just a moment. David, but the Constitution.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, I'm back here at Arkansas Network. I'm morning, Pastor David Whitney. I guess this morning, Pastor David Whitney, we're talking about the Constitution. Before we go on, David, I want you to get out your address, your web page, and telephone number, and how people can get in touch with you and set up an institute on the Constitution in their area. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we offer what we call a host kit, which puts together all the materials a person needs to conduct their own class with video lectures by a constitutional law professor, John Eidsmo, and two lectures by David Barton, a student notebook, the host manual that gives the person hosting the class all the answers they need for the test questions, everything they need to really do a turnkey. You don't need any background in law or history to do a course for the people in your community, your family to start with, or your church. We have dozens of churches that I'm aware of, and probably more than I'm aware of, that are doing a course right now because they recognize the importance of educating and discipling their congregation to be Christian citizens. To do that, you've got to know the founding documents and have a working knowledge of them. But people can go to our website to order that host kit, and that website is iotconline.com. Again, that website for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. Or if they'd prefer to call us and place an order that way, they can call us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Again, that toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And Dr. Stan, we have an exciting opportunity for people who'd like to view the course online through the internet. We're conducting two courses starting next week on the 10th of February. I'll be conducting the Maryland State Constitution course, so anybody in Maryland, as well as I know other people around the country, might be interested in seeing how a state constitution looks and how it works, but that course is available. The other course on Thursday, the 11th of February, going for 12 weeks, is our Foundations course on the U.S. Constitution, and Michael Peruca is going to be teaching that class. It's going to be done here live at our headquarters in Pasadena, Maryland, but people can go on the internet, sign up, register to take that course, and they'll be able to download the materials for the course and watch the videos. And actually, if they watch it at the time we're conducting the class, which is East Coast time, 7 p.m. in the evening, if they watch it live, they can actually send questions in by internet to participate in the class that way. So it's an exciting opportunity. We finally have some of the technological things worked out to be able to do that. So we're thrilled because this could reach a much wider audience with a live class as well as our video class that's done by Professor John Eidsmo. So we encourage everyone, get a host kit. And I know some people will be kind of reluctant to do this. I don't really know how to conduct the class. Well, that's why we encourage them, if they want to watch our live class online, to sign up for that by going to iotconline.com and then get a host kit. Once you've done the class online, then get a host kit and conduct a class in your own community. We tell people once they've gone through the class, they are equipped to conduct a class. It's not that difficult. Our founders didn't create something impossible to understand, which is the kind of lie that's been foisted today by old professors of law like the imposter in the White House, who was a constitutional law professor. What a joke. He doesn't even know the difference between the Declaration and the Constitution, as his State of the Union address showed. But, you know, imposters like that who are foisting lies upon the people, saying, no, you can't understand this unless you're a constitutional attorney and you've studied years and years of law. No, that's not true. Our founders wrote this for the average citizen, you and I, to be able to understand. Otherwise, we can't do our job of determining which candidates are constitutional, which are not, which actions on the part of the federal government are constitutional, which are not. All of those things are our job. We can only do that job if we know the founding documents ourselves. So we encourage people to get a host kit, start a class. There's hundreds and hundreds of classes going on right now all across America, and we'd love to see each of you who are listening to this program today to join that army, because that is the hope for restoring our republic. If we don't stop the tyrants, if we don't end their tyranny, we can project, and Dr. Stan, I know in many of your other shows you talk about this, what their plans are. They have very specific plans for a new world order, which makes them the kings and masters and all of us their slaves or serfs. So you have a choice, freedom and liberty. You've got to fight for it. You've got to work for it. Or enslavement, just sit and let it happen, because it will happen if we do nothing. And the most important thing we can do is to educate ourselves that as wide a circle of influence of friends, family, and those in our community as we can educate about these things. That's the very first thing we must do, so that when we take action politically, we could take action that's constitutionally sound, according to our founders.
Amen to that. Well, our guest this morning, of course, is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and you must understand the Constitution. Certainly things like this, these phrases, like corruption of blood, you know, if you've never thought of these things, you read it through and you sort of shrug your shoulders and say, I don't understand. Well, you must understand the references that they had, and of course this was a biblical reference, and of course certainly this put people in constant fear. You know, gee, if I get into trouble, why, they can come and take away my wife and children. No, they cannot, according to our Constitution. And so basically it is a limitation placed upon the power of the king to certainly take out his vengeance on an entire family and thus terrorize the people. Go right ahead, David.
Well, going back to Article 4, the relations among the states, the full faith and credit then requires each state to recognize, with minor exceptions, things that are done legally by other states. We mentioned just before the break a will executed in North Dakota would require three signatures, I think it is. Most other states are two signatures, but if a will of another, of a person who is from another state, their will was crafted in that other state, North Dakota would abide by recognizing that will according to the standards of that other state that only required two signatures. And there are minor exceptions would be where the legal enactments of one state are manifestly against the public policy of another state. And this could actually provoke a constitutional crisis between the states. And one of the ones that is brewing right now is sodomite, and I don't even want to use the term marriage because there is no such thing as sodomite marriage. Marriage is between one man and one woman. That's what God ordained. That's the only definition of marriage. Anything else is Satan's lie. It's not marriage at all. So I hate to even use the term sodomite marriage. But these states that are proclaiming sodomite marriage is legal and they're issuing marriage licenses for sodomites, they would claim that they're, by doing so, creating a legal status between these two sodomites or lesbians or whatever it is, and that therefore the other states, because of the full faith and credit clause here of the Constitution, must recognize this as marriage. Even if their law, even if their public policy says two men cannot be married, it's against the law. So a constitutional crisis is brewing as this non-marriage lie is being spread around the country. In states like Iowa, their Supreme Court has now issued their edict that says, oh, sodomite marriage is legal in Iowa and so on. And the constitutional crisis is here because one state cannot force another state to change its law. Which is essentially what this sodomite marriage is attempting to do.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Well, I'm just out here at Nutberg, I guess, this morning is David Whitney. And you notice that if you read the media, how the media is really all very, very favorable to the homosexual position. Now, why is that? Certainly the majority of the people in the media are not homosexual. Well, it's really very, very simple. Certainly, if you understand the population control agenda, why, of course, they encourage homosexuality, and we have writings back in the early 1970s talking about population control and abortion, euthanasia, putting things in the water. They talked about that. But then, of course, encouraging homosexuality because, of course, they don't reproduce. And, of course, they didn't say it, but, of course, homosexuals will die younger. The male homosexual dies 20 years younger than the average heterosexual male. One in three lesbians get breast cancer. Why don't they teach that to our children in school? Why? Because homosexuality is a revolt against God and God's plan for mankind. And everything going on today reflects this revolt against God and God's plan. It is anti-Christian, it is against the teaching of God, and is going to bring God's wrath upon this nation, just as it was brought on Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, go right ahead, David.
Amen to that, Dr. Stan, and that is one of the reasons why we should oppose it at every chance we have. And so the constitutional crisis would be, what does the state do? This other state is basically changing the law of their state regarding marriage unlawfully. And so there is valid exceptions to this full faith and credit between the states, but the valid exceptions illustrate what happens when you leave God's law. When you depart from God's law, you begin to break up the entire union, because obviously these states that say marriage is only what God's law says it is, those states cannot be one. They cannot be united any longer with a state that says, no, God's law is garbage. We throw it in the trash. We shred it, and we call it unconstitutional, illegal, and immoral, as the Supreme Court did. Once you reach that point, you have no unity left. There's no unity if the law is no longer the laws of nature and nature's God. If you're not following the Declaration of Independence, you have no country. You have to, you know, split up into several different countries or whatever. And so, I mean, that is what this kind of evil will create, because if states no longer have to, or no longer are able to recognize full faith and credit of other states, then the union is broken. And I don't think those who are pushing this agenda realize what they're really doing is destroying the union called these United States. Well, going on from Section 1 of Article 4 to Section 2, which deals with the privileges and immunities and the whole issue of extradition. Here, states may not limit the rights or privileges to state residents only. They must grant the same privileges to non-residents, people from other states. For example, illustration would be hunting and fishing licenses, or another example would be attending a state university. Now, so if a state does grant any hunting, fishing license, if a state does have a state university, it must allow non-state residents to apply for and receive hunting, fishing license, apply for and attend state universities. However, it may charge a higher rate for non-residents, recognizing that a non-resident has not been paying taxes over the years. that support those institutions, and so the resident, having paid those taxes, they can equalize that difference by charging higher rates to those who are non-residents. Now, going on to the whole issue of extradition, if someone is accused of a crime and flees the state where they committed that crime, the state that they are currently in, the governor of the state where the crime was committed, let's say it was committed in Virginia, and the fugitive fled to New York, Virginia's governor may request extradition of the governor of New York for that fugitive from justice. And, of course, if the fugitive is wanted for a crime in New York as well as in Virginia, New York may first try him and make him even serve the sentence before extraditing him to Virginia and likewise. But most states are very glad to get rid of someone that they're housing in their prison, seeing as it's a very expensive thing to feed, clothe, and house a prisoner. So if another state requests them, they're usually more than willing to extradite them to that state where the crime was supposedly committed. But since a governor is actually responsible for the safety and well-being of all persons within his state, the governor might refuse to extradite a fugitive if he believes that person will not receive a fair and humane treatment, not receive justice in the state that is requesting extradition. An interesting example of this happened a number of years ago when Jerry Brown was governor of California, and Governor Janklow of South Dakota requested the extradition of an American Indian, part of the AIM group, that was accused of having committed murder in South Dakota, and he fled to California, and Jerry Brown refused to extradite him because in California there was no death penalty. He couldn't be put to death if he was tried in California for the crime of murder. But in South Dakota, he could certainly be put to death if he was accused and convicted of the crime of first-degree murder. And so Jerry Brown refused based on this concept that he was responsible for the safety and well-being of all persons within the state, and he did not believe a fair trial would be held in the state of South Dakota. Well, it's sort of a checkmate game, but Governor Janklow had an interesting response. He then paroled a number of criminals from the penitentiary system of South Dakota with this proviso. If they accepted the parole, they had to reside in the state of California.
What was the ultimate outcome of that?
Well, it was legal, and that was what happened. They did have to reside in California if they accepted the terms of the parole. And I guess Janklow's message to Governor Brown was, if you like criminals, we've got a whole passel of criminals. We'll give them all to you. Fine. You want them? You got them.
Well, what did Jerry Brown do with the criminal who was here, who obviously had committed the crime?
Well, he was arrested and charged with a crime, but because the crime was committed in South Dakota, he was not tried for that crime of murder in South Dakota. And I forgot what it was in California that he was tried for.
He was kept here in California.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So an interesting illustration there of there is some exceptions to those extradition as well as the full faith and credit relations among the states. And these things all came about as a result of the Articles of Confederation not having a very clear structure of the relationship between the states.
We're going to have to let you go, David. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bless you, Dr. Stan.
Talk to you next month.
Hey, bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date,
March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the I hope you enjoyed our conversation with David Whitney, and of course he'll be back again next month. But it is so vitally important that if you care about freedom, that you understand our Constitution, and I hope that many of you will actually go to the Institute, you'll get a program, find a program and begin studying the Constitution, because this is the first step along the way to reclaiming our freedom. Of course, the next step would be to form local groups. Remember, we cannot depend upon any large centralized groups, because they will be infiltrated and taken over by the enemies of freedom. Why? Because they're experts at that. They've infiltrated most of our conservative organizations, and our liberal organizations, and our church organizations, and our seminaries, and our universities, and simply use those positions to distort the truth so people really can't understand what's going on today, or the spiritual forces which is energizing the movement towards world government and moving us towards another terrible world war, which will be utilized as a stepping stone towards the establishment of the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion, and, of course, the establishment of the coming dictator. Well, we do hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will listen to our programs available on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. You can watch many of our talks up there certainly on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, and DVDs are available. Certainly you can read our newsletters, you can listen to our programs. We want you to get educated so you can educate others, and believe me, from the response we get, as last night we did open lines, a tremendous increase response all across America. We actually have picked up some new stations in the afternoon, and an entirely new network is going to expand our influence in certain parts of the country. And as when we can reach areas, people begin to understand. People recognize the truth. And you need to read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to our talk on the forbidden secret, on the financial Armageddon, on the world revolution, on Iraq, the untold story, the story of all of the useless and senseless wars, manipulated wars, the past, and learn how to present these ideas, and then explain things to others that there is a planned, organized effort to destroy civilization as we know it. And people are going to think you're crazy, but before long they're going to be afraid you're not. Right now, they're going to be in a state where they doubt what you're saying, but as things get worse financially, and they are going to get worse financially, and we're going to have another housing collapse and another economic collapse coming very, very soon that is going to wipe out even more people, those people foolish enough to believe what they read in the newspapers and think that we're recovering and things are going to get better. And this is just an interlude before the other side of the storm. We're in the eye of the hurricane right now, but believe me, the rest of the hurricane is still there. So we're in very difficult trouble, but we're were involved in this spiritual battle against mankind, please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our mission. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Keen Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let